the anguish for the children of God. Maybe the enemy has lied to them and told them things that are not true. Things that would discourage them from going farther on the way. I feel like that the Lord is still with your message tonight and on a certain topic. I want you to pray for me tonight. I like to be able to deliver it the way that God will give it to me. Many times I feel like I'm a failure. Being able to do that. After church, I'm like, it just don't quite feel like I hardly have got across the way. God, give it to me. But I feel a deep concern in my heart tonight. How that there's souls that came into this house. And how before we get on farther, I want to tell that God's seen in a revival. It's not one of these big old normal church revivals like we a lot of time have. I don't feel like it. It's your stereotypical revival per se. But God, I believe it's seen in an individual revival. Up to an individual souls of man. Whoever desires it is going to get it, thank God. I don't read where God ever knocked nobody over the head with a revival, a reviving spirit. But I believe the people that hungered and thirst after it, thank God, is going to get exactly what God got for. Amen. But I hope tonight, it's my desire through this seat that everybody that walks through the doors, I believe it's better than to come in. I thought in the Old Testament they told the priest how to come into the temple. And he told him, he said, when you come into the north gate, leave the south gate. And when you come in the east gate, leave the west gate. And when you come in the west gate, leave the east gate. How that tells me, sister, that it ain't never God's will that we leave the same way that we came into the house of God. Amen. And out of this, my desire and my prayer that every soul that's in this house tonight can leave better than they came in. I want a little courage in their heart that they realize that Satan's alive to them. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. I feel like preaching the message called long enough. Amen. Long enough. Amen. You many of you already know what I'm going to preach because the Spirit's going to deal with you. Long enough. Praise God. Long enough. Long enough. Long enough. Deuteronomy chapter 2. We're about to start reading out and hear that the children of Israel had already crossed the Red Sea. They had already seen the plagues of God. Had they already seen the miracles of God? Had they already seen the water part back? Had they already been fed with manna from heaven? Had they already seen the miracles of the fire by night and the cloud by day? Had they already saw the miracles of God? But here they are. I thought many of us, no doubt, if we're honest with ourselves, there's a time in our lives when we look like in a spiritual walk with God, that we get so far, and that's as far as we can go. And I look like it many times in the ministry, and I feel like I've made a breakthrough over the past year and realized what the real message I really ought to be. Amen. But I thought, folks, I want us to realize that you need to go farther than you've ever gone before. I thought if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and He's brought you out of Egypt, out of sin, God's got a promise for you. Amen. He's got a promise for you. How many remembers that God promised Moses a land for which that he did not labor? He promised Moses a place and the people of God a place to live where milk and honey flowed, a place of thank God of rest for them. Amen. But here they are. Here they are. This is where we find them. Have they already been out there how many days? And here they are in chapter 2 in the run. Praise the Lord. It said, then we turned
and took their journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed around Mount Seir many days. Amen. Amen. I want you to pray for me. I want to be able to give this the way God gave it to me. It says it. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough to turn you northward. Hey, amen. I want to read the last verse one more time. And I don't want to speak to your ears tonight, but I want to speak to your heart. You know who I'm preaching to. I don't understand everything. I don't know everybody's troubles, everybody's worries. I don't know what's in the back of your mind. The Satan's told you. And I want to tell you, folks, you can pass this mountain long enough. Amen. Thank God. Here they was. They walked in the desert out there in the wilderness. And they came up on this great mountain called Mount Seir. If you looked at a map, Ezra, you'd see the Red Sea down south. And you see Mount Seir right here. Just a little bit farther was the place where the walls fell. Where God moved. And the people were delivered. And they inherited the promise of God. And I want to encourage you, folks. Amen tonight. You can pass this mountain long enough. Do you hear what I'm preaching to you? I don't want to speak to your ears. I want to speak to your heart. You can pass it long enough. It's time to climb it. I'm not saying long enough. You can pass your problems long enough. It's time to stand up, square your shoulders, and say, I'm a child of God. God promised it to me. I'm going to climb the mountain. I'm going to march over there and take what God gave me. Amen. It's easy to walk around the mountain. It's easy to compass in the level ground. But God's telling you, folks, you need to climb. I'm saying you need to climb. But God promised me. I'm saying he promised the children of Israel. But God said you can pass this mountain too long. God promised you the Holy Ghost. And you've been walking around the upper room too long. And you walked around down the lower parts, but you never climbed up out of that upper room. And God said, you can pass this mountain long enough. It's time to turn you northward. Amen. It's time to turn north. Amen. And go. Hey, Lord, where the promise is. Amen. Amen. Many times, Satan that's going to put a spiritual mountain in your way, right in your path. Amen. And we're in trouble right in your path. Amen. I thought many times there's trouble. I'm going to come on a saint of God. And I'll tell you what, I forget you. I can't point fingers at somebody else. I can tell you what I've done. I found my trouble. And I've looked at it. I'm going to just go down and I look at this angel and I look at the mountain and then I walk over here and I look up at it. Well, it looks the same here. I don't know if I can climb it. Let me walk around a little more. Well, it looks the same old. I'll be going to walk around a little more and maybe I'll find an easy way up through this mountain. I'm saying, folks, hallelujah, if you're looking for an easy way, there's one for you. But you'll never inherit the promise that God's got for you. I'm saying, folks, it's time to stand up. And
God, help him, Lord.
Gird your loins and say, I'm going to climb. I'm going to climb my mountain. I'm going to climb my mountain. Caleb, 40 years, he waited. Over there before they sent them to spy out the land. And there's about 12 of them went. Caleb come back, him and Joshua, and they come back, and the men were saying, we are grasshoppers in their sight. Tell of Joshua and Caleb, but the Bible says still the people. That's what I want to do tonight here in this church. I want to steal the people and say, hold still, hold still, folks. I'm ashamed of the devil. He's told you too many days that you're too little, that you'll never make it. There's no use in trying to. It ain't for you anyways. They don't love you no ways. Ain't no use in trying. Ain't no use in seeking. You ain't going to find it. But God saying, you can pass around this mountain too long. It's time to stand up and climb.
Amen.
They said, Joshua and Caleb steal the people. They said, yea, but we are well able to overcome. Yes, we're willing. Yes, we're outnumbered. Yes, the mountain's great. But it's not the mountain that our eyes need to be fixed on. It's our eyes need to be fixed on what we can't even see. That's the promise of God. Fixed on Christ. That can't be seen. But it can be felt. It can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. That Christ can be touched. I'm telling you, folks, it's time to climb. It's time to climb. There's a revival spirit. I've been in this house all week long. It's time, folks, if there's ever been a time to stop compassion around and climb up and take your promise, it's right now. It's right now. All the promise is close to you. Amen. Amen. It's something you've desired. Amen. But there's a mountain in front of it. You get so close, that's as far as you can get. How many have felt that before? I got so close to God, that's as far as I can go. And then I slide back a little. And then I'll start again. And I'll get a little closer. And I'll get to that certain point. And I'll slide back some more. And then I'll get hungry again. I get to thinking about my promise again. And I'll start walking again. And I come back so far. And then I see the mountain. And I get so afraid.
Come on, Daddy. Come on, brother.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I get so afraid. Yeah, because I know there's giants on that mountain. Come on.
Help him, Lord.
But you know what motivated me to climb this mountain, this revival? I could see souls that needed to be saved. And I said, devil, you've lied to me long enough. I've got to obey God. And they soul needed saved. I'm going to climb my mountain. Amen. It ain't easy to climb. I said, it never was easy to climb. But there's something over there. If you'll be willing to stand up and claim your victory. It's like God gave it to me. Somebody needs help. Somebody needs saved. Somebody needs to hear. But I've got to say, amen. But I get so close. But go ahead. And I get so scared. Amen. And I'm back off of it. Amen. How many have been there? Amen. If you're honest, you've probably been there. This sure a lot better than I. And I got real close and I said, boy, this is it. I'm going to climb it this time. Then I hear something on that mountain that holler off and said, I dare you to climb. Much like little David when he came up against the giant and that giant mocked him and said, who, what do you send out here? A little boy to fight me. Amen. And laughed and mocked. No doubt it tried to strike a fear in little David. I'm going to tell you, folks, David had something more than five stones. He had a man life. It was the power that came behind that stone that killed Goliath. God moved in that. Amen. Amen. I want this is over. I want you to climb. I want me to climb. I want you to realize that Satan has painted a mountain in front of you and has said they ain't no use. You've been on this side too many years. You can pass it so long. It's okay. Easy as I. Well, you made it this long to pass me. You can make it right on and on and on. You made it this long to pass me. Just keep walking around it. Maybe someday it'll move out of your way. I'm saying, folks, if you don't climb, go down. You know what your mountain is? I don't got to point it out for you. You know what your mountain is? You know what your mountain is? I don't got to point it out for you. You know what's on the other side of your mountain? I don't got to point it out for you. But every one of you, Daniel, Sister Jean, every one of you has got a mountain that's in front of you. And you ain't quite sure that you're going to be able to climb it. But God's saying it's long enough, you can pass it, long enough, it's time to climb it. Amen. Glory to God. Well, Lord. It was on the mountain when Moses saw the burning bush. If he had never climbed that mountain, God could never spoke unto him and said, lead him out. Amen. It was on the mountain when Elijah, down in the drought, Elijah went up and he began to pray. And he sent his servant. He said, go up and look. I'm a praying for rain. Yes. But if Elijah had not climbed that mountain and began to pray, hey man, the rain would never come. But he sent his servant and said, go. And his servant come back and he said, I see nothing. And he said, go again. Hey. And then he started climbing. And he had to come back down because he didn't see nothing on the other side of it. I've been there too. I got up so high, I said, well, sure. But I don't see what's over there. I may as well go back down. I know I got a little farther to go. But I just don't see nothing over there. How many knows that faith that is seen is not faith? It's that that is unseen by the eyes of man. That is a definition of faith. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I said not seen. He climbed the mountain and come back down and said, I see nothing. Like many times you started. I said you started climbing and you started praying and you started fasting and you started in the altar and you said come back home and you laid down in your bed and you said I see nothing. I see no fruits. I see no benefits. I see nothing. Thank God. He said go. I go again. And he went again. And he came back. He said, I see nothing. But he said, go one more time. And he came back. And he said, I see nothing. And the last time, about the seventh time, he went out there. He came back and told Elijah, yeah, I see something. But it's only a cloud about the size of a man's hand. But you know what God did? He said, get up, eat and drink. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. But God's telling you, get up, eat and drink. Climb your mountain. There's something over there for you. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. He took the cloud the size of a man's hand and sent a rainstorm like you ain't never seen. I mean, he could pack enough rain in that little hand. Amen. To cover the whore. Amen. Don't go by what you see, of go by what you've read and what you've been made to show of. By the word of God, it'll stand when the world is burning down. I said it'll stand when all hell comes against you. Amen. Amen. It was on the mountain. It was on the mountain when Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice. It was, that was his mountain. That was his mountain. And he carried his cross up that mountain. They did not have to drive him up that mountain. If they would have left him alone, he may have stumbled one time, but if they'd have left him alone and they'd have went back home, he would have climbed that mountain all by himself. Hallelujah. And because he saw my sins on the other side of it, he saw my sin and my wrongdoing and my evil on the other side of it, and said, it has need of being cleansed. It's time for me to climb up. But today, folks, a Satan has set before you a mountain, and you better climb it. Amen. I thought when me and my little brother was little boys, amen, I thought we went to Laurel Lake a lot. Holly Bay. Both of us had little bicycles. Dad had a boat, but he wouldn't let us get out on it. Except when he was ready. So we never really got to go much. What was that? Except when Dad wanted to. But me and Nick, we had a desire to do something. So we got on our bikes and we found a trail. And that trail went all the way around that lake. Around it, and we drove around it, and we drove around it. We turned around, we drive around the other side of it, but we never was able to get in it. Amen. I feel like that's what many of us, we've come past the mountain many times, and we looked and we looked, but we didn't feel like we had that to get in. I thought the Lord, when they looked at the disciples and he told them, and I want us to get this part of. He told them, he said, let us go to the other side of. And they looked at him and said, what do you mean, in other words? He said, let us go to the other side of. I thought they'd gotten a boat and started over. I think the disciples now, most of them was fishermen already. And I thought they'd fished for many years. They had went out there to fish. But they never had went quite just for the purpose of going to the other side. Amen. You get what I'm saying? How many times they went out there to fish, but they never had quite gone for this purpose. He didn't tell them, Brother Pat, what was over there. I'm not telling you what's over there, because it may be your own promise that God made you. Amen. Glory to God. But Christ, I said, let us go over to the other side. I thought they got on the boat. Brother Richard and I started going. I thought a great storm arose out in the deep. I thought it raged at them, Brother Ethan. I mean, it raged at them. And it raged and a thunder rolled and a lightning crashed and the waters reeled and they rocked on every end. But Christ had said, let us go over to the other side. It had already been spoken, it was going. Amen. But a great storm came. They woke him up and he called and said in words, peace be still. And then winds was calm. And but there was a storm come. But I'm going to tell you, folks, if they had never seen quite yet what they was going to experience on the other side. Amen. And they had saw a few pains. I mean, they saw some great pains, but they hadn't seen quite what they was getting ready to see. As soon as the boat landed, they was getting ready to see something that they'd never seen before. They was getting ready to have experiences that they never had before. I'm telling you, folks, if you're going to be willing to climb your mountain and turn north, you're going to have experiences that you never had before. But these men, They landed on the shore. As soon as they landed on the shore, there came a man possessed with the devil. And Jesus cast him out into a herd of swine. It was long after that that I saw the 5,000 be fed with two fish and five loaves of barley bread. I'm saying, folks, it was on the other side of the lake. I'm telling us how many times we're driving around the lake, we're walking around the lake, and we're not one of the purpose. I'm going to the other side. I want us all to go to the other side in this revival and see that there's something out there for me and you. Anyway, I want us to see in this spirit if there's something on the other side. Amen. Something on the other side. They had never experienced what was over there. Just like you've not experienced what's on the other side of your mountain. Just like Moses had never heard the voice of God cry like he had until he went up to the mountain. Just like Elijah had never seen the rain come quite like he did when he climbed his mountain. Just like this world had never seen a sacrifice quite like that sacrifice that climbed the mountain for me and you. Amen. 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 Just like in Moses. Amen. Amen. I thought Noah had a promise on the other side of the flood. You know what God promised him? A brand new start. God, I thought when Noah stepped off the ark and his immediate first step on land, you know what I believe that God may have been able to say to him? Noah, it's all yours. Can you imagine?
Just the meaning of your mom's recording. But that's mom's.
Do you want to use mom's?
But this is mom's.
I feel an unction in my heart that you've got a mountain that's before you. You try to climb, but you have to turn around many times because the enemy puts stumbling blocks in your way. Because the climbing is so hard that you have to turn around. I'm going to tell you something. We're in a revival right now.
You ain't the only one who climbs.
You mean it's going to us all together and see you start climbing. Now, I don't know if you don't want to climb, you don't have to. But I'm going to bet every one of you come up here and climb with us and try to make it to the other side. Do this week, when I start to stumble, I want you to come on and pick me up and say, Jane, there's something over there. Oh, there's something over there for you. For years, you climbed and you got so far. But the devil made it so hard. And thank God for what you've been praying about.